5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre America. All right, let's take a look at temperatures real quick. Looks like Granville, you're the hot spot in the state right now at 86, 80 degrees at Hollis, 75 here at Elk City, 71 at Woodward, 74 at Cherokee and Beaver, you're 71 degrees. Let's see here, out in the panhandle of Texas, man, big red dot come up there, 90 degrees already at Wichita Falls, Texas, but anyway, 80 at Odell, 76 at Wellington, 71 at Miami, 71 at Lipscomb. All right, let's get into crazy weather last night, tornadoes and all kinds of mean weather down there at Altus. And also had a tornado reported there in Western Beckman County around Eric and Hex, and some rain go through there. And I know Bobby, my power pole guy, he sent a Snapchat to me. He was getting a really good rain. I didn't get a drop at my house west of Carter. I got the wind, but no rain, nothing like that. They got a little bit of rain down by Willow and stuff, but further on south in our listening area down around El Dorado and Duke and Altus, man, that was a rough storm. Lots of tornadoes. I don't know how many tornadoes ended up. I haven't checked. Tornadoes they end up with down there last night. Just looked like that thing just hung there. It blew up, moved a little bit, and stopped. And then it took forever for it to move out. They got flash flooding in Jackson County, quite a bit of it. I think 5 to 6 inches around the Altus area. I don't know if that includes Martha. I know Mangum got some pretty good rain, but down there. But I got a call from one of my listeners, though, that I wanted to talk to you guys about. And I would appreciate you guys if you would help out with this deal after we get through talking about it. Well, he called me this morning. I just got in the studio, and Spencer Edwards down there around El Dorado, and that they had a lot of damage there on their land. I think he said his son lost their house and barn. Don't quote me on that, but I know he said they lost a lot of equipment. He said his description of the gooseneck trailer and the hitch pull trailer was you can fit them in the back of a Toyota pickup now. So lots of damage, and I'm sorry to hear about everybody's damage down there. I don't know what the total is down there now on houses and barns, and I don't think anybody was seriously hurt that I've heard of. But he said he would like for me to talk about this, and I think I spoke about it a couple of years ago. This problem does need to be addressed, and he's spot on with the deal. Well, he had cattle out everywhere down there where his place is, and this road that he was trying to get his cattle down to another pasture where he had fencing, because a lot of his fencing was wiped out, was, and let's see if I can re-quote his description of that road. This road, if you break down on it on any normal, every day of the year, if you don't have a cell phone or don't have cell phone service, you're walking. That's how much traffic's on that road. And I know what he's talking about, and so do you guys. And he said, yesterday, he said he was trying to get these cattle moved. There's storm chasers, not the weather chasers, the storm chasers, the people out there from other states, other countries, out chasing storms. Some of them getting paid by other people to chase these tornadoes. I heard they're going rates anywhere from $1,000 to $2,500 per person. Anyway, he couldn't get his cattle down the Dane Road to move them because of these storm chasers. And matter of fact, if I remember right, and as he was telling me a lot of, he was ranting on me, but anyway, he was, and which is fine, I'd be mad too. There was so many of them, it wasn't getting out of the way, and they forced his cattle into his neighbors. They went through their fence. So anyway, you guys, if you will, it's gone far enough. And like I said, when I'm saying storm chasers, I'm not talking about Val and Tom and Jeremy and all those guys that chase for, or not chase, but follow the storms for Channel 4, 5, 9, the ones out of Lot, and I think that's Channel 6 or 7, some out of Amarillo. Those guys, they have a purpose. And they're keeping our meteorologists in the studio up to date with live shots so people know what's going on. These other guys, they're just doing it. So anyway, call your state representative or your state senator, no matter what area you're in, and tell them something needs to be done about this. Something has to be done about this because there's, if you guys remember, there was a couple of people got killed here 3, 4, 5 years ago, I think, over around El Reno. Chasing these storms and just stupid traffic and these guys, you know, I remember watching, matter of fact, Val was down there in that same area. What was it? Sunday night. I had to think back Sunday night. And, he was in that area chasing and he kept telling, Lacey, as soon as I get through these 80,000 chasers, I'll get there. So anyway, just call them and tell them you've had enough. I don't want them around my land or my place, and I know you guys don't either. Down your roads, there's enough going on without having tourists out there being stupid because they don't have no clue what's going on. But anyway, I did see yesterday afternoon when I went to Sarah to pick up some cattle cake, there was already, I think, 13, 15 storm chasers already stationed on 152. Now, I did see the NOAA was already in Sarah, but they're out there, they're doing experiments and studying this stuff. But these other guys, there was one actually, I think he was lost, West Carter. I'd ran into stock up on some refreshments for watching the storms and got me some ice, and I was sitting there on top of the hill right before you get back to my house, and just as I was getting there, this little car came out. It doesn't belong on that county road there because the road dead ends there. Anyway, he was a storm chaser. He was coming out. He got lost because I don't know that maps right there by my house shows that there's not a bridge there no more. That was back in the 50s. Anyway, he come back out and he went to Carter, and I parked at the top of the hill there, and I seen him coming back, and he got left the asphalt and got back on the gravel there. So I just backed the old feed truck out there and blocked him because there's nowhere to go. Anyway, he backed out of there and left, but they were all around anyway. So if you would, they're not doing anybody any good. So anyway, it wasn't a major rant, but please call your state representatives and senators for us. Call the governor. I don't care. Call somebody and tell them this crap's got to come to an end because he's probably just, Spencer's probably just one of many stories of farmers and ranchers trying to get their cattle in or trying to get to another place to save cattle or trying to see what's going on over here with their equipment or whatever, and they can't get there because it's stupid chasers. And then this morning, you know, I remember a couple of years ago, Brent Metter called me from North Fork, and they had that fire going on out here on Bert Hudson's and Potter's and there along I-40. And, you know, they had too many sightseers out there. So please use your head when there's a fire going on or a tornado. Man, it's going to be on YouTube. It's going to be on TV. Just watch it from there and check it out there. And stay out of people's way out there who's trying to do something to fix their place or fence and stuff like that. So anyway, it would be dearly appreciated from a lot of landowners out there if they would just cut out the crap. I don't know how they're gonna do it or how they do. I got an idea. make sure if you're a storm chaser, you need one of those licenses on the side of your truck that you're licensed in Oklahoma to be a storm chaser. And besides the weather people, actual media people, give them $5,000 a year fee or $10,000 a year fee. And if you're out there chasing a tornado and the law, then law's usually out there. The law sees you and you don't have that license deal on the side of your vehicle. Pull them over, put them out of their misery, throw them in jail, do something. I don't know, fine them even more than what the license cost. I have no clue. I haven't put any deep thought into it. So anyway, that's what I got going on with that. Last night, me and the dogs, Beth and sister, we went on another 2 or 3 expeditions on hog duties, knock on wood. 3 nights now, hogs hadn't got into the freshly planted peanuts, and got some of it sprayed today. Thank you, Wheeler brothers, for getting that done for me today. Andy and Britton, appreciate it. And then so there was a conversation at the round table this morning. I had to go over to the FSA office, sign some paperwork for Miss Jen, and Sugar Daddy and I were talking about spraying peanuts, and I guess I probably won't mention his name, but he has an insurance company in Sayre. How's that? There's your hint. Anyway, he said, "What do you spray those nuts with?" Nobody had answered him. So anyway, WD-40, I don't know. But anyway, pretty good conversation at the table this morning. Pretty much nothing I can discuss on air with you guys. But anyway, my peanuts, I checked them. They're sprouting. Man, they're sprouting like a second marriage after a first divorce. That's how fast it's going. How's that? Anyway, if that makes sense. But anyway, so let's go ahead and take a Wheeler General Store break. When I come back, I'll talk about what happened overnight in our ag world, and then we'll get an update on the grain markets. Man, the wheat prices, this is a rare deal, wheat prices going up during the harvest. So anyway, also wanted to tell a bunch of the farmers and ranchers down there, I'm sorry about all the damage you got from the hail last night. One person that I know of had 4,500 acres of cotton got all held out by baseball size hail. We just don't need that. And there's no telling, you know, that's where the harvest crews are all at. Last night, I seen some combines on some quick drive-bys on some of the weather chasers. And anyway, I hope everything's all right. I hope not a lot of equipment was tore up. But anyway, hail's a bad thing. And anyway, nobody wants it. So we love the moisture. We'll never turn the moisture away, but the hail and the rain, it can stay somewhere else. But anyway, let's go ahead and take that Wheeler General Store break. We'll be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
It's known as the thief in the night.
a lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
Are you looking to give your livestock the best nutrition possible? Well, head on over to the Sarah Farmers Co-op. Sarah Co-op is an authorized quality liquid feeds dealer. They handle a variety of QLF Ignite protein and mineral tubs, along with their Pasture Select 20-5 and 35-5 liquid feed. Short on time, the Sarah Co-op will supply, deliver, and fill your liquid feed tank for you so that you don't have to. Don't put it off. Head on over to the Sarah Co-op at 109 South 6th Street in Sarah or give them a call at 928-2664.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, May the 17th. 1,139 head were sold. 7 head of steers at $490 brought $312. 3 at 532 brought 308, 9 at 596 brought 287, 16 at 723 brought 260, 5 at 753 brought 248, 7 at 1214 brought 170, 6 head of heifers at 399 brought 297.50, 4 at 426 brought 296, 6 at 508 brought 276, 8 at 516 brought 285, 13 at 695 brought 240, 8 at 826 brought 218, 24 at 933 brought 197, butcher cows were 103 to 149. Butcher bulls brought 30 to 171. Bred cows were 1150 to 2300. Pairs brought 1600 to 2775. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Odell, Texas. It's 81 degrees. Heat index is 80. Humidity is 38. Dew point is 53. The winds are out of the north at 19. Gust up to 24. Peak wind gust today, 33 miles an hour. 2.02 inches of rain so far in the month of May for them. 78 is your 80-inch soil temperature. All right, that is that. Okay. Oh, before I get over here to what happened overnight, last night the dogs and I were out on the Ranger, and I could tell they were getting bored on hog and peanut duty, and so we went looking for Bigfoot. It was really cloudy, about 3 this morning. Clouds were swiftly moving through the sky, and the moon was popping in and out of the gaps. So I told the dogs that it's mating season for Bigfoot, so they're not... We're not going to have any lucks, but the dogs thought they smelt one there one time. They're closer to the road on the south side of their deal, but we never did find one. And I think what it was is the skunk, because my wife's posted a video a while ago of my bird dog getting into a skunk this morning. So that's probably what they was getting on. So anyway, everything's good. I finally got to work on my tractor and baler yesterday. Got my flat fixed, or my new wheel put on. And started cleaning it up because it was dead right there where it was with that flat. And so I didn't get a chance to clean it up from baling a couple weeks ago. She's all pretty much cleaned up now. So anyway, well, all right, let's see what happened overnight in our ag world. Corn futures were modestly higher in overnight trading on signs of demand for U.S. supplies and ongoing weather woes in Brazil. Sales of U.S. corn for delivery in the 23-24 marketing year rose 23% week to week to 911,200 metric tons, according to the USDA. Mexico was the big buyer at 350,000 tons. China, 273,000. Japan came in there at 220. Costa Rica bought 56,000 tons, metric tons, from U.S. supplies. And Panama came in there about 45,900 tons. Prices were also underpinned overnight as flooding continues in the Brazilian state of Rio Grande do Sul. More rain has fallen in the area, worsening flooding that's killed more than 150 people and displaced over 600,000. And I found that report on their cattle death loss that I'll have up here for you here in a little bit. Brazil eliminated import taxes on paddy, husk, or brown, or milled rice to ensure there are no supply issues as the government attempts to rebuild supplies after flooding in the Rio Grande do Sul, according to the USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service. Tariffs on rice was previously at 10.8% for rough and husk or brown rice, and 9% for mill rice. The zero tax measure will last through the end of the year. Corn futures rose 2 pennies to 466 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soybean futures for July delivery added a half a penny to $12.39¾ a bushel. Soy meal gained 190 to 378.60 a short ton, and soy oil was up 0.06 cents to 45.25 cents a pound. Wheat futures for July delivery dropped 5¼ to $6.92, 92¾ cents a bushel. And Kansas City futures overnight went up 3 cents to $7.13¾ a bushel. Check this out. Beef and pork production in the U.S. both jumped in April as total red meat output climbed year over year. Beef production last month totaled 2.3 billion pounds, up 11% from April of last year. About 2.73 million head of cattle were slaughtered, up 7% from the previous year. The average live weight rose 41 pounds to 1395. Pork output gained 9%, 2.32 billion pounds, according to the USDA. Hog slaughter, rose 10% to 10.7 million head through live weights, though live weights fell a pound to 290. Total red meat production in April was up 10% to 4.64 billion pounds. Poultry certified wholesome on a ready-to-cook basis last month also came up about 10% from last year to 4.43 billion pounds. That's a lot of chickens. Federal inspected poultry totaled 5.82 billion pounds, up from 5.3 billion a year earlier. Inspections of young chickens rose 10% to 5.17 billion pounds. Assessments of mature chickens climbed 7% to 67.7 million pounds. All right, weather in our farm belt, just same old thing going on. Looks like Iowa's going to get hit pretty hard today. Severe thunderstorms, tornadoes, and floods are forecast for much of all Iowa, according to the National Weather Service. Storms are rumbling through there right now, bringing wind gusts up to 60 miles an hour and quarter-size hail to the area. Air rotation, we know all that. Anyway, it's saying stay out of mobile homes and vehicles. Please stay out of vehicles and mobile homes. Get in the bar ditch. You're way better off. Rope yourself onto a Chinese elm, something. But anyway, stay out of trailer houses and there's going on. All right, here is your Lipscomb Ag Market Update, the Lipscomb Dealerships Ag Market Update. Let's see here. July corn, 466, up 2.5. September, 476, up 2¾. Soybeans for July, 1247, up 8.5. August, 1244, up 6¾. Soybean meal, July, 385.50, up $8.80. August, 379.60, up 6.70. Soybean oil is down for July at 45.07, down 12. August is 45.35, down 13. Check out the wheat. Hard red winter wheat, July, 724, up 13¼. September, 738, up 13.5. What's cotton doing today? It's still above 80. July cotton, 80.62, down 110. October, 80.35, up 73. And let's see here. Sugar Daddy still losing money on his sugar. There it is. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil, July 77.83, up 96 cents today. And natural gas is down 10 at 255 for June. The Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, all in the positive part today. Live cattle, June, 183.50, down 202. August, 181.10, up 2. Feeders for August, 260.27, down 117. September, 261.72, down 1 even. Lean hogs are down again today. June lean hogs, 94.30, down 22. July is 97.27, down 20. August is 96.87, down 15. I was looking at the class 3 milk. It's bird flu deal not hurt these prices at all. It says here, contract for May, class 3 milk. Just changed on me again here. 18.59, up a little bit today, up 2. So we got that going on. All right. What else we got going on here? Let's just go ahead and take another Wheeler General Store break. Oh, before I go, here's cash prices from the Planters Co-op and Lone Wolf. I got some cash prices for you on wheat and Milo. Looking at their website here. Current cash price per bushel is $6.48 a bushel at Lone Wolf and Hobart. Roosevelt is $6.43. And Altus is in Duke is $6.33. Milo for is at what $4.45 across the board at all those places. That's current cash price according to the Planters Co-op Association out of the big town of Lone Wolf, Oklahoma. All right, let's go ahead and take a Wheeler General Store break and be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with your summer cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help address your soil health concerns. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
Willow, Hammond, Elk City. What do these three towns make you think about? Cows and cotton? Oil and gas? But these three towns have produced some of the best medical care you'll find. Urology Associates Western Oklahoma isn't just a name. It lets you know that the three board-certified medical providers taking care of you are actually from here. Dr. Cole Wooten from Willow, certified urological nurse practitioners Tracy Lane from Hammond and Aaron Doherty from Elk City. They love it here. They love the people here, and they'll retire here. Medicine isn't just their job. It's personal. They do what they do because they love taking care of people. They love taking care of their neighbors and their friends. Urology Associates Western Oklahoma, 522 North Main in Elk City. On Facebook, search Urology Associates Western Oklahoma. These folks from Willow, Hammond, and Elk City will take great care of you.
Ah, springtime is here. The season of change and time to shine. You'll be sure to shine in a brand new 2024 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 LT 5.3 liter. Get 1.9% APR or 10% off MSRP. The new 2024 Chevrolet lineup is at Cummins. Take the little drive to big savings at Cummins. Cummins Cadillac Chevrolet Buick GMC in Weatherford. I-40 and Airport Road or online at CumminsBPG.com. See dealer for details. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
They want you to see them as people and not just a number. They love when you know their name when they walk in the door and greet them with a smile. They love that. I like to hear people's stories and find out about their lives and get to know them. We sponsor in the community a lot, in the communities, in the surrounding communities. We just really care about people. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
If you've been looking for a good dealer you can trust when it comes to buying a new car, truck, or SUV, well, the Lipscomb dealerships have arrived in Elk City and Sayre, and we'd like to invite you out to help us celebrate with good people and great deals on new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, and pre-owned vehicles backed by a family that's been in the car business for almost half a century and always puts you, the customer, first. Lipscomb. Good people. Great deals in Elk City, Sayre, and at LipscombDealerships.com.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, I'm learning stuff about apps now. I'll get her during the next break, Andy. Thank you. Anyway, all right, let's check out the ag weather update. I haven't been to Slap Out in quite a while. Let's do Slap Out. Currently at Slap Out, 73 degrees, dew points 36, humidity's 26, north winds 19 with wind gust up to 30, 61 hundredths of an inch in the last 10 days, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 79, sunset 8:48, sunny and 79 today, north northeast winds. Tomorrow looks like a really nice day, or tonight looks like a really nice night. Tomorrow looks a little breezy as we get in the afternoon. Mostly clear tonight, 53 degrees. Saturday, breezy, 92 degrees, southeast to south winds, 9 to 23 with gusts up to 30. Not a great day for golfing tomorrow, but we'll get her done anyway. Okay, let's see what I had here. Here we go. I haven't gave you guys a barbecuing tip here lately. So anyway, I get this deal from Texas A&M AgriLife magazine once a month on email, and I got one, and it was a pretty cool story. But anyway, I'm going to give you guys a top barbecue tip from the three brisketeers, and these are three professors from Texas A&M down there at, College Station. Anyway, when it comes to barbecue, few people in the Lone Star State know more than a trio of Texas A&M meat scientists, effectively known as the Three Brisketeers. Together, these longtime friends and colleagues share more than 100 years of collective expertise in the art and science behind smoking and grilling meat to perfection. Whether beef brisket, pork ribs, or chickens, they know how to go. They know the way to go when it comes to smoking low and slow, they say. Anyway, the three brisketeers are Davey Griffin, PhD, professor, and Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service Meat Science Specialist, Ray Riley. He's with Rosenthal Meat Science and Technology Center manager, both in the Texas A&M of Agriculture and Life Science Department of Animal Science. And then the last one, Jeffrey Saval, we'll just stick with that, Vice Chancellor and Dean for the Agriculture and Life Sciences. So these are the three top dogs down there. So here's a couple tips I wanted to share with you guys. Tip number one. Savor more than just the flavor. According to Saval, I think I finally got it pronounced out there. Barbecue is not just about the food, it's about the journey. Enjoy the process of cooking and sharing a meal, because smoking meat is as much the human connection as is the end product. So remember to savor the time together as much as the dish. Barbecue brings us together, he said, whether it's a big festival or a backyard cookout with friends and family. It's all about the connection between us and our food and the memories that we create together. Number two, it's all about quality. Quality, quality, quality. When it comes to barbecue, Riley says don't skimp on quality. Use the highest quality cut of meat, spices, utensils, and equipment that you can find. While you can make a good brisket with lower grade cut on a basic grill, upgrading to higher grades of meat and an improved smoker can really wow your guest. Quality matters, especially with meats and spices, Riley says. There are cuts for any budget and occasion, so go with the best quality meat available for your budget. Equipment like utensils and a smoker with a good thermometer make it easier to be consistent, but it all starts with the meat and what you put on it. That's why you buy local beef that's processed local. I promise you, you get some of the finest beef in the world right here in Western Oklahoma and the Eastern Texas Panhandle. Griffin encourages everybody to learn the basics. Knowledge is the power, he says, and always continue to learn. Whether learning from professional pit masters, the brisketeers, or through trial and error, knowledge and experience greatly improve your results. If you can learn the barbecue basics and understand your equipment, then you will be off to a strong start. However, if you can build upon the knowledge, then you will be on your way to being a master of cooking. The brisketeers are meat scientists. That's right. There's a science to meat, they said. Their wisdom comes from applying the science, heat, and seasoning at the right time in the right ways to allow meat to live up to its potential. It's why they put on the barbecue summer camps and Camp Brisket to bring ideals together and share the art and science of barbecue. There's no one tip that makes a difference. So there you go. You can have the best equipment and the best meat, but grilling or using a smoker can be frustrating if you don't know some basics. You need to know how time and temperature work on certain cuts of meat and how spices or your wood choices might play into your favor and to the flavor of the meat on top of that. And knowing your equipment, the hot and cool, how it cooks, is critical to be consistent, to be successful. So invest some time to learn and be ready for some trial. Let's see, last tip here. Here we go. Try new things and experiment in new ways. All three brisketeers agree that trying new things make life more interesting, especially when it comes to barbecue. So always be willing to try new things and experiment with different cuts and dishes. I encourage everyone to always try new things. Barbecue is always evolving and different pit masters have different tricks and techniques that you can take home and try on your own. This is one of the most beautiful things about barbecue. So there you have it. Straight from the three brisketeers themselves, fire up those smokers and grills, buy you some beef from your local producer, and enjoy the low and slow journey of barbecue. And if you have any questions, this is pretty easy to website if you want to check these three brisketeers out. It's just Google bbq.tamu, which is Texas A&M University, .education. barbecue.tamu.edu, and you can find that. It's pretty cool guys. Look like a lot of fun guys there. I might need to go down there and do a live show from one of their camps. How would that be? I don't know if the boss will let me, but we'll give it a try anyway. I have something up that's coming up for people down in Harmon, Greer, and Jackson counties, Kiowa. Want to share this with you. The 4-H Summer Ag Tours. The first one is going to be June 12th at the Route 66 Processing and Meat Market Tour over here in Serre, Oklahoma. And then they're going to go to the Hickey Farm and do the Cattle Feedlot Tour. And they're in Beckham County. This is coming up Wednesday, June 12th at 9:30 to 2 p.m. And you have to register by, this is put out by the Ouachita County OSU Extension. I don't think there's a deadline on this. The other one there is, got to register by June the 5th. So anyway, that's coming up. I'll post this on our Facebook page, on the KCO Facebook page. And that way you can check it out because it's got a QR code. This is for the Beckham County tour. Well, for the Harmon County tour, it's going to be at the Motley Gin Cotton Gin Tour and Sandy Creek Dairy Tour in Harmon County, Tuesday, June the 18th. And this is for 4-H, summer ag tours. And it'll be from 9:30 to 2 p.m. also. And you do need to register for this. So just be, anyway, I'll put this whole thing on our website or on our Facebook page on KCO's. Anyway, 4-H kid, you want to get your kids for a day? Here's your chance, mom and dads. I got you covered on this deal. All right, hold on to your britches here. Let me find this deal here. I lost it. Now I got it again. Anyway, Wheeler General Store. The Wheeler General Store is the go-to store in Wheeler County. From animal feed and farm and ranch supplies to paint and barbecue supplies, they are a one-stop shop. The Wheeler General Store has been serving the Texas Panhandle for over 30 years. The owners, the wannabe golfer Nathan and his beautiful wife Charity, heavily take pride in knowing when you walk into their store, their team will be there ready to help you with all your product needs. Being a do-it-best store in a small town makes it easy and affordable to get products that were hard to find in a timely manner. Keep your farm and ranch running properly with all those items that they offer. Delivering feed is their specialty. They have been a high-pro dealer for over 10 years. They deliver feed to ranches and stores all over the Texas Panhandle, Kansas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico. 15868 Highway 152 is where they're located. Just right there on the east side of Wheeler, south side of the road. Looking forward to serving you. Let's take a Wheeler General Store break. When we come back, we'll finish up the show and get ready for a three-day weekend. So I won't have a show Monday, I think. I think that's true. I think this is one of my paid holidays. Anyway, we'll see. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com. High
cotton. Get your guns this weekend at the Elk City Convention Center. When you walk through the door at the GNS Promotions Gun and Knife Show, you'll see new and used firearms all over the place. Rifles, shotguns, handguns, plus knives, ammo, and accessories. Buy what you need or bring your own to sell. You can buy, sell, and trade. The Gun and Knife Show is this weekend at the Elk City Convention Center, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. Admission, $8. Call 918-635-5432. Come get your guns.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
If you're ready to take your high school events to the next level, Video Reality is here to help you do just that with LED video displays and scoreboards. Video displays add a dynamic and exciting feel to any sports field, gymnasium, or auditorium. Energize your scoreboard with instant playback and even ad revenue. Level up game day for players and fans with an LED display from Video Reality. Over 30 years of experience guarantee a game-changing game day experience. Video Reality, bringing video to life. VideoReality.com.
Harvest Equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back here. I had a good text message here to explain to people in case you are wondering. You know, when I first started the show for the first year, Lacey Swope from Channel 9 Wither was coming on the show once a week, every couple of weeks. But ever since she's had that second kid, and I think her responsibility at the station has increased. She ain't got time for Jimmy right now. But anyway, she promised me one of these days she'd come on. So I have faith that she will. She's a really super good person. Hollis, Oklahoma. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. 81 degrees. Feels like 79. The dew point's 41. The humidity's 24. The winds are out of the north, northeast at 18 with wind gusts up to 23. 24-hour rain total. I figured you guys might have got more than that, but I think you fired up over you guys. 44 one-hundredths of an inch for the last 10 days. You've got almost three-quarters of an inch of rain. Three-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 79. What is it? Sunset 8:42. Mostly sunny and 86. Tonight, clear 56. Tomorrow, a 10% slight chance of thunderstorms. And a whopping high in 97. Anyway, let me check out and see what Altus got overnight. Mangum, Altus. There we go. Let's see what they got in the last 24 hours. Well, we know that ain't right. There, changed. According, I don't know where the mezzanine is at Altus, but it's saying here, I'm betting it's south of town. Here it says 24-hour rain total, 1.58 inches of rain. And let's switch over real quick, just for the heck of it, to Mangum, see what they got, because there's who's getting the rain last night. All right, come on, update. 0.6 is what Mangum got. Okay, anyway, I know there was some major rain in Altus. Anyway, so, all right, let's see here. Brazil, there we go. With harvest going on, grain harvest going on, here's some tips for your grain bins. Go over, I seen this article yesterday and I was going to discuss it with you guys today. No, not very big article. So monitoring your grain bins is so important to protect the quality of stored grain. No matter what you're doing, corn, wheat, rye, true to cow, it doesn't matter. During the summers when things warm up and your grain bins. Bins can heat up really fast when sunlight hits them during the spring and summer, says Dave Ellis, GSI district manager. Protecting quality grain means less stockage at the elevator and more money for your bushels. And so if there's more money for your bushels, more money for your pocket. How about that? Here's a couple of recommendations, he said. During the spring, like right now, keep the grain temperature within 10 degrees of the average, to prevent condensation that can lead to grain spoilage. After the outside temperature gets above 50, which is well above there now, managing the aeration to keep the grain as cool as possible for the rest of the summer. Check the grain at least once a week by climbing to the top of the bin. Do not enter the bin, big do not enter the bin through it. It's best to avoid entering so to minimize your risk of entrapment. Yeah, crusting on the top layer or any off smell could indicate spoilage. Blending off-crusted grain may be an option if there's only a small amount Otherwise, remove spoilt grain as quickly as possible, as keeping out of condition grain in the bin can cause, what do you think, clogging. Remote monitoring tools can help automate grain quality. Most grain bin monitoring technology setups provide real-time moisture and temperatures data 24/7 to control the fan operation to dry, cool, rehydrate, or warm grain. Alerts are issued when the potential signs of spoilage are detected. I don't have nothing like that. The technology not only promotes safe storage, but also eliminates the need for farmers to regularly climb the bins for visual inspections. He notes that protecting grain quality should actually begin when the bins are first loaded with dry grain. He also suggests this: equip bins with spreaders. Equip your grain bins with spreaders, which improve airflow by evenly distributing grain throughout the bin. As soon as possible after harvest, pull peak grain down so the center is just below the grain of the bin wall. How's that? The grain will look somewhere similar like an M from the side, promoting air movement in the center. For every 10 feet of grain depth in the bin, pull out about 300 bushels during loading. This will create an inverted cone, removing many of the fines that accumulate in the center and greatly improving aeration. So let's see here. Man, this one guy's got a hell of a setup. Excuse my French, heck of a setup. This guy in Ohio, Matt Spillman, stores grain on the farm in a multi-bin setup that holds up to 160,000 bushels. He recommends making sure all your bins are cored out regularly. Get the core pulled out and some airflow going through the center of the bin and get the grain nice and cold. When we do that in the winter, we hardly have to ever run our fans when it warms up. I can reach my arm down in the bin in July and the corn is still nice and cool. But that's the problem around here. We put our wheat and all that other stuff right in the bins when it's hot. So there you go. There's just a couple tips on grain storage. What else we got here? I got that. I seen the Oklahoma Forestry Department put out a email this morning. Usually when they put something out, something's going on. And sure enough, up in the Texas Panhandle and the Oklahoma Panhandle, especially Beaver and Texas and Cimarron counties. I guess that's all three counties. Anyway, there's some fire danger coming up today and tomorrow, mainly tomorrow. There will be red flag warnings out for almost all the Texas Panhandle tomorrow, not the eastern counties, but out west of there, west of Wheeler and in that area, they'll have some red flag warnings out, and also includes the Oklahoma Panhandle, mainly Cimarron and Texas County, not necessarily Beaver. But while I was snooping through this email, I seen one of their maps there from the NOAA, and they're saying next week, the 7-day forecast through Friday, from today through next Friday, that most of the western Oklahoma, including the Panhandle of Oklahoma, and most of the Texas Panhandle, and a lot right south of the River Bridge, we got up to our precipitation outlook is up to 2 inches, and there's no gap in there. And I know we need some up northwestern Oklahoma, but we need rain everywhere right now. We need some rain. But anyway, but man, it looks heavy down there along the Red River where they're trying to get wheat harvest out. So I figure, what'd that lady say last week at Lahoma? Oh, she said the combines will be going flying every which direction, like ticks on a deer. Anyway, looks like it's going to be pretty crazy weather coming up next week. So you guys know I got a project for you. Well, I'll talk about it Tuesday. And I got some tickets to give away next Tuesday if anybody wants to go see none other than Pam Tillis and Lori Morgan at Sugar Creek Casino a week from tomorrow. Anyway, I want you guys to do some homework this weekend. And then Tuesday, I'll ask you, I'll give away two or three sets. Matter of fact, where was the original four-wheel drive tractor developed and what was the name of it? That's going to be your homework for this weekend, okay? There's some to it. So anyway, let's see here. I've got a couple minutes left here. Oh, a new report from The Hill says that pharmaceutical, manufacturing, and agriculture interest have combined to spend over $400 million lobbying Congress on this new farm bill. $400 million. From 19 to 23, they spent $523 million on federal lobby expenditures on disclosure reports, according to that on the farm bill then. A lot of money being spent to get everything everybody wants. Hopefully we're getting closer to the farm bill. So anyway, you guys have a wonderful weekend. You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, America. God bless. You guys be careful this weekend.
A second cup of coffee and a bolt of lightning. That's what country.